Yeah, hello everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and I'm at OddCamp, and I'm here with Tony Hughes. Tony, can you tell me how you got into Linux?
About 5 or 6 years ago, I'd just started getting into building or rebuilding old PCs from donated equipment and giving them away again on FreeCycle. And if you know anything about FreeCycle, both in the UK and America, it's a way of recycling equipment or things that people no longer want to use them for themselves again. But one of the rules is that you've got to be legal. And to give away computer equipment again that's working, you've got to have some operating system on it. And a lot of the pieces of equipment I had didn't have a Windows license or anything. So I was looking at a way of having a PC that was fully up and running and legal. And Linux was the way to do it.
So you got into this, you didn't even know that there was options available to run another operating system?
Yes, I had heard of Linux. For a few years I'd been subscribing to a magazine that had a Linux section in it, Micromart in the UK, and they'd had an introduction to Linux page, and I'd started reading about it, but I'd not actually dabbled or tried to install it on anything myself.
I suppose I should take a step back and talk about the FreeCycle project. What is that and where did it start and how do you get involved?
FreeCycle's an international movement. They've got web pages in both the UK and America. In England, the FreeCycle movement's actually split, and this FreeCycle and what they call Freegal. But basically it's a network of local groups that recycle anything from an old ashtray that someone's thinking about throwing away to cars, motorbikes, whatever you want to give away for nothing. You can put a post on the website, and if someone wants it, they'll send you an email and say, can you consider me for this? And then you make a choice and give it to whoever you want to.
That's a fantastic idea. Okay, so you have all these PCs knocking around, then what happens?
Basically what I did, I started fixing them up, getting them working, making sure that they were back in usable order, and I started to install Ubuntu, or at that time, because the equipment was rather old and low spec, mainly it was Xubuntu. So I'd get them back up and running, install the software, tweak it so that they'd run the DVD. If it had a DVD player, it'd play DVDs and MP3s and things like that. This was prior to the more modern Ubuntu installs, where you can press a button and get them installed out the box. Test them, make sure they were working, and then I'd put a post on the website and say, I've got a computer to give away, anyone want it? And then they'd email me and I'd make a decision who to give it to.
And was it tech people who would get the computers, or was it just general people who would like a computer?
Actually, more often than not, it was people who were maybe wanting a second computer for the kids, you know, so that they could get internet access and maybe do a bit of homework on, that kind of thing. So free software was ideal with it. At the time, OpenOffice, LibreOffice or whatever, you know, a few of the games, show people that free software could do a lot of the things that Microsoft and other people do and charge you a fortune for.
So I guess the main question is, did you get kickback from the people when the computer arrived and it wasn't running Windows?
Very rarely, actually. I had one person that admitted to me a little while later, and it was actually one of the moderators of the local FreeCycle group. I had donated her a PC because hers blew up. And then a couple of months later, I went round and she'd actually installed Windows on it. But in the large, no. Most people were... I gave them a 5 or 10 minute introduction to it, showed them how to access things, and said, look, if you have any problems with it, contact me. And no, not a problem.
How do you know they didn't all replace it with an illegal copy of Windows?
I can't say that. All I know is I didn't get many tech calls to say it doesn't work. I did get one or two emails to say thank you very much for the PC, the kids love it, they're enjoying the free software or whatever. But
That kind of proves it's still running, I guess, yeah. Job well done. So what do you have any future plans for the project?
Well, at the moment I'm not doing so much of it because basically real life's taken over. I'm now working full time again, but in a way, the offshoot of that is I've joined my local Linux user group in Blackpool. And we've now got a thriving little community of about 8 to 10 of us, and we go around the Northwest and promote free software and Ubuntu and various other Linux distributions. We're involved in U-Cubed in Manchester that happens once a year. We've also got involved in other free software projects, like on Free Software Day they have an event in Manchester, and we were involved in that last year.
And a link to that will be in the show notes. Anything else that you'd like to share with our HBR audience?
I can't think of anything just off the top of my head at the moment, but it's interesting to be able to share knowledge of how you can share your experience of using free and open source software. So, you know, it's just a pleasure to be able to pass that back on to the community.
Okay, Johnny, thanks very much, and thanks for doing the show. And ladies and gentlemen, you can tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Pod Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HBR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.